gruffing her voice, Triss yelled out her challenge.
I was born in the thunder. I'm a warrior, the child of warriors. Stand in my way and I'll tramp right over ye.
There was a splash in the water as something dived from the bank. A moment later, a large waterfall's head popped up almost directly between the two friends. He shook his fur, bushing out his big hairy face and smiled, addressing them in a slow, rustic voice.
I do believe we means you wayfarers no harm. I be named Arvicola. Me and my voles allus been friendly with stream dogs and tree mouses. Hush, you know, though I do believe I did enjoy listening to such good braggers as you be.
Triss heaved a sigh of relief and held out her paw.
I'm Triss and he's Shog. We're runaway slaves trying to reach the shore. Some very bad rats and an evil white ferret are probably on our trail. That's why we stuck to the stream, to save leaving tracks.
Other water voles popped up all around the fugitives, each one as big and bushy as Arvicola, who was nodding his head sagely as he digested the squirrel maid's information. He plucked a reed and began nibbling on it.
Deary me and lackaday, you creatures be in trouble greatly. No doubt of that. We got families and babes nesting in these year banks. Can't have other beasts a-bothering them. Do you follow us now? We'll be taking you down to the shores. I be thinking 'tis the best solution. Come you now, voles. Let's be helping these two.
Surrounded by water voles, Triss and Shog continued their journey, with Arvicola pointing the way ahead.
Our stream splits and joins another up yonder. I do believe that will be a taking you to the shorelands.
Curda was relieved when darkness fell. She beckoned Vorto to her side.
What do you think we do now, Captain?
Vorto answered, knowing he would be saving the princess's face by suggesting the obvious.
They could keep us pinned here forever, Your Highness. Best thing is to back out and slip away. Then we can circle the trees and let Riggan find the slave's trail. Unless, of course, they're still hiding in there.
A pine cone whizzed out of the darkened tree fringe, pinging off Curda's sabre blade. She began wriggling backward.
Nah, slave's not hiding there no more. We do like you say, yar.
Shuffling backwards on their bellies, the rat guards retreated, still pelted by stray pine cones. When they were out of range, Curda ordered Riggan to scout the area for signs. Less than an hour later, the slave catcher returned to make her report.
They left these trees a bit round the other side, Princess. I found a stream close by. Runners always try to lose you by taking to a stream.